books that you've picked today. Which are we going to start with, youngsters or adults?
We'll start with the adults one, if that's okay.
Okay, and this is The Art of Hearing Heartbeats.
Yes, and it's set in Burma, and I'm not quite sure whether that's a good thing to imagine the heat of Burma when
I think so. At the moment.
Anyway, I think it is a book that you'll find does completely consume you, and you'll forget everything else except the story when you start reading this. It begins in New York, where a mother and her adult daughter are bewildered when the husband and the father disappears. And the only clue that they have as to where he might have gone is an old love letter that they discover that he wrote to a woman in Burma, and that's where he originates from. So the daughter decides to make the journey to Burma, and she goes to a village and meets by chance a wizened old man there who says he knows where her father is and will lead her to him, but first he wants to tell her a story. And so he begins. It's a mystical, magical, and sad story about a boy whose parents believe that the stars have conspired against them and that their young child is bringing them and their village bad luck. And they then follow a succession of tragedies, but also resolutions that he tells her about. And the reader is, well, you're by turns moved by the intense sadness, and then you're uplifted because there's hope and you hear about inherent goodness of human nature. But the daughter and also the reader, we're hearing this story, but we're unsure at first how it links to the father. And of course, I can't tell you anymore because you need to discover the twists of the story for yourself. But please try it. It is a love story, but it's not just a romance. It's also a story of the love of family and of community and for and of your fellow man. And I would argue that it's the most amazingly beautiful book. It's full of little gems of wisdom about living a good life. And it is very sad, but it's also uplifting. And it leaves you with a belief in people who are inherently good and selfless and full of hope. So it is just an astonishing book.
So it's a good mood master book, one of those that end up. Do you know there was an article in the papers last week saying that novels are losing their emotion?
Really?
Can you believe that?
Well, I'd argue that with this one. It had me in tears in various places, and but you do leave it feeling really full of hope and wanting to be a better person as well. It was just such an amazing roller coaster, I suppose, of emotions, this book. So I would argue that that's wrong.
It's The Art of Hearing Heartbeats. It's by Jan Philipp Sendker.
Yes, who's a German who lived in America and Asia, and this is his first novel.
Wow. So do you think we're going to hear more from him?
I hope so. Yeah. It's pretty good.